Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, and the guys are back in studio as we continue our mock draft. Now it's time for round two. All right, Andy, with the 64th selection, who do you think the Patriots like at this point?
Well, we all know Bill could trade down, so it might be multiple second-round picks. I think this is where they go offensive line and get a guard. And we all know that I lack creativity, so I'm going to stick with Florida State like these guys did in the first round. Trey Jackson. You know, I think Cameron Irving, they're going to pass on him as being overdrafted in the first round. Jackson has everything else, you say. Very good offensive lineman in college, has the Coach Trickett, Dante Scarnecchia connection. Will get to play next to Brian Stork, a guy he's familiar with. I think he's a guy who could come in and start right away as a rookie, and I think they need help on that interior offensive line.
Yeah, and I actually like Andy's pick a lot, and it was the guy that I would take with my first second-round pick if they allowed me to trade down out of the first round. But since I can, I'm going to go and get my cornerback now, and I think Quentin Rollins out of Miami, Ohio, is a really interesting guy. Played a lot of basketball, four-year basketball player from Miami, Ohio, and then just walked onto the football team in his fifth year and was a starter and put himself in a situation where some people even believe he might go higher than the first round. So this is, I think, an excellent value. Hasn't played a ton of football, so there's the question mark. There's always got to be a question mark with Patriots picks, but I'm going to take Quentin Rollins.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with a cornerback as well, Eric Rowe out of Utah. Some people view him as really scheme-specific, but he's long and lanky. He's got all the measurables, in particular in the three-cone drill. Across the board at the combine, he was the top cornerback, scoring in a lot of different categories. I think Eric Rowe is a guy that makes a lot of sense for the Pats.
I'm going to stay defense here. Now, Andy, I know you don't like this pick, but I'm going to go with Lorenzo Malden out of Louisville. I think linebacker is the next area of need here, and this is a group that's kind of been a little bit lighter. Jamie Collins really the only true constant at this point. Obviously, that will change as the season progresses, but I think linebacker is what you got to go after. And this guy, really athletic, looks like he could be molded into doing whatever the Patriots ask him to do. So I really like Malden at this point in the draft. So that will do it for round two. We're not done yet. We've got round three coming up.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.